The gospel reading today is our Lord speaks to us about the various signs that are going to be happening prior to his coming. It is important to note that not only does he tell us that we are to lift up our heads and that we are to look up because our redemption is near at hand, but the timing is also critical important. He says, when you see these things begin to happen. Now I say that that's critical because look at the example he gives us. When you see the fig tree and other trees begin to put forth their buds, you know that summer is near. Well, think about what happens. The trees put forth their buds around here sometime around April. Summer is still a ways off. It's getting near, but it's still a ways off. So he's not saying to us, wait until the last second. When all of these things have come to pass, then lift up your heads because the Son of Man is about to come. No, he said, when these things begin to happen. So we are to be filled with hope as we watch the things that are going on in the world and tragically the things that are going on in the church. These are the things that must happen. And so we have to see them, as I keep pointing out, with spiritual eyes. Yes, we need to be able to recognize on the natural level what's going on, and we need to acknowledge it. But our Lord is telling us to look in a different way. Because when he's talking about the things that are going to be happening, he's talking about people dying of fright because of what's happening. Things are not going to be in good order on the natural level. And yet he tells us to lift up our heads. He tells us to look up because our redemption is near at hand. So when we look at the situation in our own day and we see all of these things happening, he's telling us the same thing, that we have to look up, which means look to God, look to heaven. It's not something that we can do by ourselves. He's not asking us to sit around and gaze at the stars. Yeah, he did say there would be signs in the sun and the moon and the stars, but he's not telling us to look up so that we can see the signs in the sun and the moon and the stars. They'll be pretty obvious. You don't really have to be looking for those. But what he's telling us is to get our focus off of all of these awful things that are happening, because all of those things are simply going to cause us frustration and despair. And look at God, because he's the one who's doing these things. So let's again look back 2,000 years ago, because I keep telling you, if we could learn from what happened at the Passion, then we can put that into a situation of today. So we have the grace now, 2,000 years later, to be able to see what happened at the time of our Lord's Passion. And while the apostles themselves were despairing, panicking, getting frustrated, Jesus and Our Lady didn't, because they had their focus on the spiritual things. All those things were necessary. God was at work. And so it all had to happen. And the same is going to be true in our day. Obviously, it's going to be much more drawn out in our day. When it came to the Passion of our Lord, it all happened in just a few days. This is going to be a matter of a few years. So we need to recognize that. But in the midst of that time, our Lord is letting us know that we have to be filled with hope, and we need to have our focus where it belongs. How is anybody else in the world going to be looking at God if we're not? If they don't have any faith and they have no clue, where are they going to get a clue? Unless we are looking at God, unless we have hope, unless we have peace in the midst of it all, There's no hope for anybody else to be drawn into that because we don't have it. They don't have it already. So they're not going to get it by themselves. The only ones who can do this are the ones who are saying that they have faith. So again, we have to look at the privilege that we're being given. We actually have an opportunity to put our faith into practice. Oh yeah, you can say, well, no, I've been practicing my faith. I go to church and I say my prayers. Praise God, you are, that's good. But on a day-to-day level as Americans, it has been way too easy to be a Catholic in America. So now, we actually have the privilege of being able to put our faith into practice, maybe even to suffer on behalf of our Lord, maybe even to be martyred on behalf of our Lord. Do we see it as a privilege? Do we recognize it as a gift? Or do we panic at the thought and run away? If we panic and run away, guess where we're looking? Right at our belly button. That's despair. Why do you want to spend eternity with yourself? Then don't look there now. If you want to spend eternity with God, lift up your head and look up. Look at Him. He's got it all under control. He's giving us the grace to deal with it. We can be at peace. But if we're going to be panicked and scared and despairing, it's because we're not looking at God, because we're not looking at things with spiritual eyes. So right now, spiritually speaking, with all that's going on, I suppose you could say the buds are starting to form on the tree. So we need to recognize what that means. Means these things are beginning to happen. And if they are beginning to happen, Jesus said, lift up your heads. Don't bury them in the sand. Look up. Look at God. Don't look at the things of the world. And for heaven's sake, don't look at yourself. Yuck. Why? Because the devil has convinced us that that's where we should look. It's all about me. I'm the center of everything. No. So things are beginning to happen. Look up. Look at the Lord. Keep your focus on the Lord. Make sure your prayer is in good order so that your focus is in that direction. Then you will have peace. Then you will have hope. Then you will be a light in the darkness, for all to be able to see, and they will recognize the difference between you and them is that they're looking at themselves, and you are looking at God.